dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life of Us Live. This is your boy, Sadie J, and your girl, Nate Seduction, in the building. What's up?
What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Don't be mocking me.
Don't be mocking me, huh?
Well, y'all, it's another great day here on the show. Glad to have you. It's Wednesday. It's the second week of doing two shows a week again. It's craziness, but hey, I love it. So, Nay, how was your past 2 days?
That was fine.
It was all right. It was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
All right? That's not good enough for me. It's just all right.
It's been pretty busy. You know, people been hitting me up about photo shoots, getting a magazine, and yeah.
Okay. So. All right, yeah, you just don't know. It's been all right. Yeah, you could. Yeah, don't be trying to act all silly on us, whatever.
Boy, boo.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I guess all right will work for now. But as far as myself, thanks for asking. It has been a pretty good, been pretty good 2 days. I tell you one thing, man. I will say this, that because it's been, I would say, 90% good, 10% bad. One thing I cannot stand is lying behind people. I don't like people whose actions and words don't line up. And it just don't make any sense. And then, you know, they lock their words just magically keep changing. You know, I know this new thing now was alternative facts that's been presented to us for the new year, but that's got to come to an end ASAP. Because it makes you just trust people, and I can't stand that crap. So, yeah, I'm putting it on notice. It's a lot of people, man. I've been having to do a cutoff mode this year because one thing I do not like, you can call me ugly, you can do all this, that, and third, but don't mess with my business. You know, because at the end of the day, people can tear me down all they want to all day. But once you come in trying to affect my business some type of way, now we got a problem. And I'm on the show to let people know, people like that, just know you're on notice, it will not be tolerated. Simple as that. So, yeah, going to keep it short and sweet on that. I ain't going to linger on that too much. But it's the first day of Black History Month. Woo-hoo! So, Nay, Black History Month. What are you gonna do to be part of Black Excellence this month? What is your pledge to be part of Black Excellence this month?
Well, to keep being motivational, keep being a woman that these other young girls can look up to.
Okay. That's what I like to hear that. You know, I don't know if they'd be able to look up to you. That's going to be kind of hard.
Well, my siblings, my younger girl siblings, they do look up to me. So I got to keep doing that.
Oh, so, I mean, what are you going to do when you got to look up to them?
Repeat that here.
I said, what are you going to do when you have to look up to them?
We'll see. I mean, I look up to them now a little bit but they are some strong little girls. They take on a strong role in the household at my mom's house. So, you know, with helping my mom out sometimes, helping prepare dinner and helping clean up the house, you know.
Oh, this is so much fun. You so did not get that joke. Woo, that is fun. This is going to be a fun show. You did not get that joke. I got the passion.
You're real funny. Only one that can
know you.
You're an ass.
Oh, you can't talk. You just come. You just so cute. You just okay. Look up to me. I just try to figure out how much longer they're gonna be looking up to you.
I mean, they already colored in me, so.
Okay, well there we go. There's the problem.
They already colored in me.
Yeah, I'm a snitch on Nate on Facebook. Y'all, Nate out here in these streets talking about she getting a thigh sticker. What's with this, Nate? I be nosy. Every now and then I check out your feed because you say some interesting stuff that cracks me up sometimes. And every now and then you say something interesting as such. What is this about getting thicker thighs? What is that about, Nate?
Oh, well, ladies, let me tell y'all need to get up.
Yeah, I had to put you on the front seat.
The Slim to Thick Girl Squat Challenge. Day one, you start off at 50 squats. Like right now, I'm on, let me look at a picture and see what day I'm on. Right now, I'm on day 20, so I have to do 225 squats today. But you start off at 50 squats at day one. And it tones your butt. And I already have a butt. So with that being said.
You got a butt?
Yeah, I got ass. And with that being said.
I just threw that out there. I was trying to pretend like I don't be looking at their ass. But continue.
It's toning my thighs. My thighs, I'm seeing a difference in my thighs. They getting thicker. So, you know, I'm happy about that. And also eat between, you know, still eat between your squat challenge. Don't just, you know, you still got to eat and do those squats, and you will see a difference. Now, I'm seeing a difference. I'm on day 25. I got to do 225 today. And by the end of the squat challenge, you do your last day of the squat challenge, you will do 250 squats.
Well, definitely. Oh, this is another random news, man. This new bed I got, goodness, that mess. You be like, I lay in that bed, I was asleep in like less than 5 minutes. Goodness, that mess is so great. like I don't know. Like after all these different times, I'm a pillow too. Because some people, it's always a debate of which rock that to go, pillow top versus firm. I like the pillow tops because I like that cloud nine feeling. It's like, it's like this unbelievable softness. You lay on it, it just, that messes with me asleep automatically on pillow tops. Firm, I don't like the firmness because it's like I roll a lot, so I roll to sleep a lot, and I need to be able to, you know, like pillow tops allow for, yeah, you roll, it's going to kind of, it's going to kind of stop you a little bit and make it rocky to sleep faster versus you in the firm. Like the firmer is just like I got to fight more to get position to fall asleep. So, yeah, pillow tops all day. Cause what do you have? You have a firm. You have the firm. Like, is yours firm or yours more of a pillow top?
I don't know. It's just comfortable. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's not too firm and it's not too soft.
It's like the in between.
Yeah, it's just right. Just right for me.
Yeah, this one, it's like I can't just go lay in on that mug because then, if I don't plan on going to sleep, I better not lay on it. That's how I be feeling. So, hallelujah. Oh, got my W-2 yesterday. You can't tell me nothing in the world, Lord.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to do my shout out to my mom. She does mine. Shout out to that. So, yeah. I'm excited because like, last year was the first time in a long time that I actually got a refund. Like, I didn't know how to spell refund in like the past 3 years, like 2 to 3 years prior to it. But this year, man, I'm excited. Like, if the trend keeps going, it looks like it should be getting. And this is why I tell many people don't be doing this. Man, y'all better start claiming y'all business taxes, man. People, like, should claim your business expenses. Like, y'all be out here spending all this money, just be spending it. That's why, like, people always complain about, yeah, man, shoot, I ain't trying to spend all that money in their studio time, this, that, the third. But the studio, paying for the studio time, paying for photographers and stuff, and paying for different equipment, that stuff is an expense. It's a taxable expense because it's part of your business. You can be taking, you can be claiming that on your taxes, and you would thank me later by doing so. Claim your business expenses. I claim mine. I've been doing that for past two tax cycles actually, and I definitely can say it makes a big difference. Yeah, there's that. But we're gonna do. We're gonna go ahead and go to a quick music break, and we'll be back to talk on some more. Here on Life That Does Live, we're going to be talking about some of the crazy stuff that's going on in the news right now. You know, later on the show, Crickets of the Week and Seduction 101. So you guys are tuned into Life That Does Live with your boy, Seti J, and your girl, Nay Seduction. We're going to go with my girl, Michaela Perry, and let's go with I Got It.
If you got one, you better treat them right. Or let me cook for you. Let me clean for you. Bad day at the cat. Let me cook for you. Let me clean for you. Bad day at the cat.
Work and play. It's been a long day. I know what you like and you want it in the worst way. Move on from what they told you. Oh boy, I got you, I got you, I got you. What it is, can't handle the biz. Can't caught the shots like Swiss. That's every time. Sit back in the wine. If he left once, he'll come back and whine. Made love to a boss one. Probably lost one if you ain't got one. Take me. I bet I can upgrade that. Got it soaking through, but that was city and rain check. My exes notice they pay back, I don't need ya. Movements be too mimetic. And real P keep on coming like an addict. Felicia, get this cookie for I leave ya.
Let me cook for ya.
Better treat them right or another one will.
All my ladies, yeah, yeah. All my ladies, yeah, yeah.
All my ladies, all my lady, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Welcome back to Life and Dust Live. Your boy Teddy J and your Nay Seduction. That was Michaela Perry. I got it. Yeah. So there's a lot of news, man. It's a lot of news. Lots of news going on in the world. First off, so I finally, like, I've just been seeing people. I've been seeing people talk about it. I never, like, really watched any of the videos. But now I'm up on game and just Catch Me Outside stuff. Oh my God, shit is so fucking hilarious.
Catch Me Outside, how about that?
And Black folks, why we always gotta make a remix for every goddamn thing now? The same guy remixed Guy Suede is, you know, he's the same guy who made that remix, You Name It. He didn't want you made it, You Name It song. He's also the one who made it. He has made a Catch Me Outside song. That shit is so fucking hilarious. I'm like, what the hell is this shit?
Paid off that too.
Right, Catch Me Outside. How about that? This is just crazy. Like, he got some other ones too. People have been like sleeping on. They didn't really bring up. Like, there's one he made. He made a Super Bowl one where he remixed the Fox or NFL theme song, and I was like, this guy's just too much, man. So yeah, it's Catch Me Outside, how about that? It's just hilarious. Like, what the hell? What the hell is this shit? Like, exactly.
I think she's funny, honestly.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yeah.
So the audience are much of
hoes. Yeah. Catch me outside, how about that? Catch me outside, how about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside and do what she has to do. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know.
This is all, but don't you see this? This is all mouth. This is mouth.
Oh,
so you want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
Really? Because I think I flipped you.
You want to do it again?
Yeah, don't get all tough. Please don't. This is not the place.
Sit down.
Sit down.
All right.
Yeah, that was the clip for the Catch Me Outside, how about that? But the entire fuck. That was where it originated, basically, from Dr. Phil. This badass 13-year-old girl. Can't speak. Full ride scholarship. If you can be able to speak properly right now, you're not paying. She said cash. Me outside. Yeah, it was just, wow. Didn't know what to say. But yeah, that is just too much, man. I don't know how I feel about it. Don't know. It's just too much.
We was all ratchet at 13. I know I was.
Were you that ratchet?
I was ratchet. No, I was. I was a hell raiser in middle school. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh Lord! Oh, see, you gotta share the story, get a little bit of the story, because hey, I mean, it's always great when we talk about the news
and we can relate it. I was a bully.
You were a bully.
I was a bully.
You were a bully.
I was a bully.
Well, let me. Yes. We got a song for that.
Ooh, you suck.
I ain't gonna lie. I was
a bully. Like, why were you a bully? Why were you a bully?
Like, if a girl, I wouldn't necessarily say a bully, but in that aspect, like, if somebody do something to me, I'm gonna do something back to them. Like, you bump me, I'm gonna bump you back. You want to talk shit, I'm gonna talk shit right back.
So how's your tiny little self bully folks? I mean, you ain't that you short. You got a little body on you. But how did you bully people?
If a bitch talks shit to me, and then I won't do nothing right then and there, but when I catch her. I catch her ass outside. Most of the bitch. Okay?
How about that?
How about that?
Wait, let me back up. You know, like you said you were bullying, but it's like you were being reactionary. You were saying someone was messing with you. I didn't hear you saying that you were messing with people. Like you, because a bully to me is
a
person who actively goes after
ugly.
Confrontation.
If a girl ugly, like I talk shit about her to her face. It was one time in class. I did not like this girl. I just didn't like her. Like for some reason, I just didn't like this girl. So I just fuck with her, like pull her chill from under her, or like because I don't like her.
Wow. Wow, Nate, you were one of the people I hated in high school. Not high school, because high school ain't deal with it. Elementary and middle school, you were one of the people I hated. I was on the other side of the spectrum, and it's interesting because the different under dichotomy. Like, I'm more so, you know, because I'm the bigger, taller guy. You know, you ask me how the hell I get bullied, but it's because I was a non-confrontational person. And I was just cool with people, and I was just goofy. I didn't care. You couldn't put me into one social group, so that bothered people. They wanted me to live a certain stereotype, and that bothered people. But you know, people I hated because it was somebody used to call me ugly. Some of them same chicks be trying to check for me now. That's just fucking hilarious. Like. It's crazy, man. Like, yeah, I had to do a lot of bullying. I've told people about that here on the show. But I don't know. I think the bullying, because some people, you know, that's why it's so sad because people kill themselves now or even more than they may have back in the day because of this bullying. And the thing is, it's worse now because now you got social media. These kids are going home and then they getting done on social media. And the thing about social media is it could get somebody who does not know you, who's a completely different area, getting in on a joke or bullying you. And so it takes you to another level. Wow. So I learned something new.
I wasn't there, you know.
I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed, man.
I don't know. It's just like I don't know. Like, shit, oh well. I just
so
hate when bitches used to just talk shit. Like, don't talk shit about me because I talk shit right back to your ass and I'll catch you outside.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I'm shaking my head over here too, literally. Not just typing shaking my head, I'm actually shaking my head. Now
oh,
I ain't gonna put nobody on First Street, but I'm moving my next topic. This ain't a news story. My next topic is some of y'all out there need to I'm gonna give you a personal testimony of me so you can learn from it. We're gonna teach a class I've taught before, which is called knowing what it's called, and it's not nothing new. This anecdote came from somebody else. I forgot who used it, Oh, it was Tyler Perry on one of Madea plays. He was talking in his Madea character, he was talking about people didn't understand seasonal, between people being seasonal, part-time, and full-time. And a lot of times we keep get God keeps trying to tell us that we need to keep that some people put in our lives, the reason they put in our lives for a reason, they're putting our lives for a reason to teach us something along the way. Sometimes some people weren't put into our lives to be a permanent stay. We got to understand that some people don't even no matter how far you went with them, don't get it twisted. Sometimes that can be a seasonal. It God meant for it to be a season, but because we're so stubborn, we don't want to ignore it. So we don't want to listen, and we just can choose to ignore it. So we keep trying to give these – if you think of it like you do with your job, we keep trying to give seasonal – you can't give seasonal people on full-time positions that didn't earn them. And you got to know when to let people go. You got to let them go, or you're going to be – or it's going to put – like, even if you're succeeding – you could probably succeed that much more because what it does is it encompasses a certain energy that you don't that you're wasting, and that wasted energy could be spent towards something else. And I just I'm just trying to encourage people from my personal moments of you gotta let some people go. You gotta let them go. And sometimes it's because we get this revisionist history in our minds of we think about the good times, and you're going to have good times with people. Hell, if you talk to someone long enough, of course you'll have good times. But sometimes we got to quit ignoring the signs that God does not want us to deal with them anymore. And the way you got to deal with it, you got to remove yourself from these people. You cannot allow them to, if they choose to keep trying to have a control of your life, you have to do something about it. Remove them from your life because they can't have a control of you. And you have to also, sad to say, you got to remove people from your life who constantly remind you of those folks. Like, I don't need to know what such and such is doing. This, that, and third. And then they tell my business back to that person, oh, well, who the fuck cares? Keep it moving. Don't let that shit offend you. Keep it moving. But one thing I don't care about, I don't want to know about that person. They are past for a reason. They are exes for a reason. Former for a reason. Anything. And this is relationships, bad business dealings, friendships. I can go, list and go on. You got to know when to let people go. You got to know when to. And I've done that in every phase, whether it was with the radio show, with relationships, with friends. I chose, I kept letting people overstay their welcome. And if you do that, you're gonna stop your greatness. So people take my advice on that. Straight, I've dealt with it from each angle. Trust me, remove those people before they become a toxic part that just makes you miserable.
Absolutely.
I hope that got through to some people out here in these streets.
Yes, ladies. Learn to let go. Learn to let go, ladies. It's okay.
Some of y'all be y'all too great, man. Y'all got some great shit going on, and I just want y'all to continue to be great and not let people hinder you from what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
That goes for the guys as well. Guys, we got stuff. Man, oh, man, her shit was, man, she had that good pussy, man. Trust me. There's going to be plenty of other good stuff out there. Whether you want to admit it or not, it's an emotional attachment that you have eventually got. That's what's made it hard. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have feelings them that you can remove them from your life. Trust me. It just starts with you. So I'm going to just leave it at that. Another topic I want to get into is a lot of people announcing their babies. The most recent one, which has taken the internet by storm today, is Beyonce. Beyonce. You can say it all proper, like Beyonce. Like, I hate people. Like you watch the shows and the extra proper speaking people, which I speak proper here and there, but not like how these people be doing. They be on a whole nother level. Beyonce. You know, so today she ended up posting a picture. It was a professional picture put out, professional maternity picture put out, and she made an announcement that she will be having twins. The internet went crazy. And as always, anytime it happens with Beyonce, you get the haters and you get the people who love her to death start speaking, and it gets crazy. And I didn't think it would be so. There would be so much controversy over someone announcing them having a baby. Good God, people, are we just that fucking evil? Is the world just that fucking evil, man? We got an evil ass world, like that into a moment to start that hating shit. I guess so. It's unnecessary, but hey, wherever floats your boat. So that's pretty much it just for that. Anyways, we'll go ahead and go to another quick music break. We come back. Nay, you got your seduction 101 ready?
Yes, yes.
All right. So, yeah, we come back, y'all. Nay will be getting us her seduction 101. And I'm pretty sure she got something good. I got to know this before we is it going to be what's the nature of today? Because sometimes you do some mean ones, and sometimes you do ones that's like, like what we getting today?
Well, tonight's topic is, ladies, can you get head from a man or female without giving in? That's today's topic.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be a good one. And y'all just have to wait to see who is the crickets of the week for this week. It's going to be a good one, I promise. All right.
We'll
so,
stay tuned.
We'll see. Stay tuned alert. Stay tuned alert. All right. So we'll be back into this. It's Act of Fool. She's ready.
DJ Quest. Stupid.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it.
Take deep breath.
Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeding for the sex, she'll send me a text, that's it.
I can see that she's ready.
Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready. She's ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready. She's ready. She's ready.
to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and girl, Nay Seduction. So, Nay, what do you have for us for this week's Seduction 101? I'm waiting for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, can you get hit without giving in? Now, me personally, I can't get hit without giving in. I can't, because if the hit real good, baby, just give me the D. Please, give me, please.
Well, so why you can't get? Why are you giving in so easily?
It's not that I'm giving in easily. It's like, if you eating my pussy real good and you just massaging my clit with your tongue and you fingering me at the same time and you kissing between my thighs, it's over with. Like, I'm a Scorpio, so I'm a freak at nature. Yeah. Shit, you do that.
Y'all be trying to run and we be pulling y'all back to us.
Sometimes I don't be trying to give in. Like, sometimes it takes me about 35-45 minutes to give in because I be trying to hold out, but eventually I give in. Eventually.
So what about if y'all get pulled? Y'all be trying to run, and we be pulling y'all legs back towards us. Like, I don't know what you think you're doing.
That's a turn on.
Hey, Daddy,
pull me closer, Daddy. That's right. Especially
when
the hit is so good.
Oh, so we got listening that wants to know. What is giving in? Can you define to them what giving in is?
Giving in means giving up the coochie or having sex. That's what giving in means.
Yeah, so I find that
without giving in.
So, like, but how do you stop yourself? How have you stopped yourself? Even when it was good, and how did you stop? How did you help yourself resist? Even when it was really, really good.
I mean, I haven't stopped myself from giving in. I tried.
You haven't stopped?
No, I tried.
See, that's why you can't do no type of drinking and let people just like go in there, nigga. You say this
just,
good,
look,
like this good enough.
Is. I don't do one-night stands. I don't do those. From experience, I don't do those anymore. I did it one time with a woman. And she, after I gave her my sex, she got crazy. Like, she popped up over my house. She walked in my house without knocking on the door.
Whoa.
She's in my room. Yeah. I was sleeping in my room, and, you know, I'm sleeping, you know, it's summertime, and the air conditioner on, you know, I'm sleeping, knocked out, the air knocked me up. I wake up to a girl hitting me in my head with a pillow. Like, she took the pillow from under my head, and she hit me with it. One of the craziest moments of my life. Like,
she hit you. What did she do? She hit you with the pillow. Goodness, this is an interesting story. Continue. Like, so what did she do? She hit you in the head with the pillow.
She said she came. She said she came to get her camera from my house because she left her camera. She was going on my phone prior to her popping up at my house. She was, you know, blowing my phone up with calls and text messages. And I was just ignoring her because she wasn't my type. Like, her sex was amazing. Don't get me wrong. Her head, A1 to this day.
Sex is amazing.
And, like, yeah, her sex was very amazing. Like, she put me on her shoulders, all kind of shit. Fucked me on the wall. Like, yeah, just amazing. And she wanted more than just sex, and I didn't want to get her more than just. I just wanted, you know, that one night stand, and she wanted a relationship after that, and I didn't want that. She was like, oh, she wanted to take me to prom. Like, she was calling my sister. Like, when I wasn't answering my phone, she was calling my sister. And my sister, like, oh, she said she wanted to take you to prom, and she just didn't want to have sex with you, and she wanted more than that, and she wanted a relationship. No, I don't want, no. And fast forward to this day, my mom was, last year I had a party in Indianapolis for my 21st birthday. Well, 2015, I had a party for my 21st birthday in Indianapolis. And my mom was working at the same job as her, but they didn't know each other. And my mom was telling her, you know, oh, you want to, you know, my daughter having a, you know, my mom was telling her about my 21st birthday party, and the girl came up to my mom, like, you know this, she was like, you know this bitch named Raji Bay? She didn't know that was my mom, but she called me a bitch to everything, like, called up my mom, you know this bitch named Raji Bay? And my mom was like, yeah, that's my daughter. So she was still, like, she held a grudge for so long, like, she said I did her bogus and all that, but I mean, it is what it is. I just wanted sex. I just wanted your mouth. Like, sorry.
So I'm gonna be nosy. So if she would have just played her position, would she have got enough? Would she have got to get hit it again?
Yeah. She played her position right. She didn't play her position right.
She could have been like, she could have been getting it in all the time. She fucked it up.
Yeah, she fucked it up. Having good pussy is a curse. Like, that girl became a stalker. No. I mean, she is a stud. Don't get me wrong. I love studs. But she's the type of stud that thinks she a man. And those type of studs are not my type.
Oh, Lord.
And then when me and my ex was in a relationship, and I was working at that job, and she seen my ex picking me up from work, she started mugging my ex. Like, you really that mad? You really, you still mad? And this
put
it
on
her. Like, that's not my fault.
She messed up position.
And
did she ever once ask you?
That's a crazy thing.
Did she ever once just ask you, you know, find out, you know, kind of dig into your mind and see what the deal was? Did she ever once do that?
She wanted a relationship with me.
And you told her no, she respected it in the discussion.
I should have been up front with her. I wasn't up front with her. I mean, I just stopped after we had sex. I just stopped answering the phone. Like, it was good, but I don't, you blowing up my phone, though. You being stalkerish, you being crazy. Then you pop up at my house trying to fight me, though. Like, you crazy, bitch. You crazy. Seriously.
You shouldn't have done it to her. You should have done it to her. That's your fault.
Yeah. Then she, then my mom wanted us to be in a relationship years later. I'm like, nah, I don't want her. She crazy.
All right. Well, that was interesting. That was interesting. Projection 101. That became interesting. That was interesting. Whoa. Like,
can
whoa.
You get hit without giving in, Teddy? If a girl sucking your dick real good, she's sucking your dick doing tricks, like slurping it up and down, licking it like a popsicle, like Will you give in, or can,
I can
you hold out?
I can.
You can hold out.
I've done it before. Several times.
Well, the right girl ain't sucked your dick there, because I...
Especially if she... What? Okay, see, I didn't hear that on this show.
No, especially if I'm sucking you, and I'm putting my ass in your face.
That's why you stayed in. That's why you stayed in. Nap? That's why they stayed in Nap and Sunny J and stayed in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. I don't need no kind of problems. You don't want no problem. Want no problem with me?
For real talk, though.
That's a mistake.
I cut this nigga dick so good, his toes was curling. He almost had a seizure, so don't...
Okay, goodness. Anyway. No, it depends. Nah, okay, let me put a disclaimer out there. If she, what if the chick is ugly? Is she ugly? Then, I won't necessarily say ugly. When she just not that attractive to you, like, some people, they're not attractive. They're just more so, I don't know how to put it. It's really hard. I'm trying to figure out how to best put it, not necessarily the ugly. Like you said, they're not your type. So, you know, my type, I can easily not give in. Even if it's really, if you do a really good job, give me in. I can tell you, no. You're like Jesse Child. No. That's what I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to put this last thing out here. Everybody knows that my video, when I put that last video out, a lot of people don't know I was offered a porn star contract.
Here's my question. Did you almost entertain it? Let's be real. Let's dig behind the curtain. I'm Crickets of the Week, and wait for a second. Did you almost entertain it?
No, I can't be a porn star. This is just not for me. Nah.
Why not?
It was a lot of money, but all money is not good money.
Wow. So you, although you're a freak,
they was talking
you
about
have 10, your limit.
$10,000 per video.
Although you're a freak, you have your... Well, yeah, and again, it seemed like what you were just talking about, like, even if you just trying to, even if you're not trying to be in a relationship with someone, you still want to keep them, keep the sanctity of having sex with them to an extent. It sounds like that's what it is. You still want to respect them to an extent with on the sex game and not making it, exploiting it more so.
Exactly. That's
why
values. Even though I'm a video vixen and I'm in the entertainment industry, I draw a line somewhere. Like, I can't do porn. I just can't.
Yeah, because then you got to deal with extra.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't feel like dealing with, and then sometimes they make money. You got to mess with people you don't want to mess with.
I probably would have. Took the offer if it was just girl on girl porn. If it was just girl on girl porn, yeah, I would have took the offer. But having sex with different men, I value my body.
Yeah, because they start doing that double penetration and stuff and all that.
Exactly.
Throw that at you. Mm-hmm. You said, nah, if you're going to be putting one of them things with me, it need to be one at a time.
Okay. Exactly.
And it need to be gentle, because you know them porn, like them porn, they be trying to break the pussy. They don't be caressing it, and you know women like to get it hit hard, but they don't want you damaging it. Like, goodness.
Exactly.
Yeah, that porn star stuff. Yeah, it's I don't know how y'all do it, man. I can watch it, but I cannot participate.
Yeah,
I don't know how y'all do it.
Yeah, I can't do it.
And it's a headache.
Then you having raw sex with all them people. They don't use condoms. It's raw sex.
Well, a lot of folks they starting to now. Like ever since that whole fiasco, Mr. Marcus, got around and whatnot, they started making it so there was a mandate that started happening in a lot of states where you actually do have to put on, like whenever you're doing it, you actually do have to put on a condom. Like
and
a
I'm
lot of them now have
condoms.
Condoms.
So I'm allergic to condoms. No bullshit. Like, no bullshit for real. I'm allergic to condoms. No lie.
You gotta really get the right ones, too. Like, because sometimes it'll be, like, people think you just be trying to follow a fad and say, oh, I'm going with Trojan, you know, just to be like,
even the Trojan,
just say, oh, I'm going with, just to be
them,
into
huh?
it. You gotta get, like, ones that's why, like, they've tremendously changed. I haven't used one of them, but I've been, like, watching the commercials and watching the technology of it. They've tremendously changed how, like, lambskin ones are. I think that's the way to go because a lot of people, like you said, some people are allergic to the latex in them, and so they had to find another way to help protect people still and offer an alternative. And I think if what I've been reading about like how the progression of lambskin ones have been going, then hey, that might be it. So they hopefully that does happen. Because that's the thing. I think like people really want to protect themselves, but they want to feel comfortable while they're doing so.
Exactly.
All right, so I'm gonna keep my cricket of the week very short and sweet. I'm gonna just gonna keep it short and sweet.
Who about to get these crickets?
Who about to get these crickets? That's what I'm saying. Okay, so I ain't gonna do the Donald Trump is getting kind of whack doing that every week, making that as a cricket. This week's cricket of the week. Is going to drum roll, please. My cricket of the week is going to people who playing this new game on Facebook that is by far the dumbest shit ever. What is that? No, that too, they ain't quite gonna get my cricket of the week, but that's getting kind of annoying too. My timeline is covered that late at night with, who want to play 8-ball? God damn it, people, shut the fuck up. Anyways, yeah, that one's up there. They ain't quite cricket worthy, but yeah, that one is getting kind of annoying. Eh? It's this whole game of, I got $100 for a person that's not this, I got $50 for a person that's not. It's like it's another game of. Let's gender bash all fucking day. And I hate gender bashing. Like when I address things on Facebook and I try to address situations as a general sense because it can apply to both male and female. That can be the case. I don't just single out females. I single out the behavior, but this whole crap of this game, like first off, half of these people that's playing this game broke as hell, so they need to shut the hell up. They broke as hell playing this damn game, talking about they got $100 for whoever don't blah blah blah. Shut the hell up, like, and why do people just continuously do that, and then they wonder why they single. Not by choice. Like, there's some people that single by choice, and there's some people, y'all complain about wanting a boo on Facebook all the time, and you wonder why you're not getting one. Because of them antics y'all do, man. That's so disrespectful. I don't know how y'all go to sleep at night with that shit. Like, that's just whack to me. So my trick of the week is going.
They is broke.
To these people playing that game. You said what?
They is broke. Why they trying to flex?
Yeah, they broke as fuck. Talking crazy about how they. Oh, we're going to $100 for this.
And most of them are
holding
their damn stuff. Like.
Yeah, all them damn gang. Exactly. They be talking about it, but they be the part. They be the stuff they talking about. And I've been needing, you know what? I be hating the people that put all these memes out here. You call them memes. Memes. they always want to sit out here and, you know, and like the ones that be talking about, I want, you know, like these relationship goals and whatnot. I'm sick of relationship goal ones. First of all, y'all memes be out of fucking date. Y'all be having memes with Tiger and Black China on it. Like, y'all looking silly as fuck. First off, update your fucking reference. At least do that for part first. But second of all, what people keep messing up at is they keep wanting their relationship to be like somebody else. If you continuously try to use somebody, trying to make your life the template of somebody else, you're going to always be disappointed because your life isn't going to go the exact same path as them. It's not happening. We got to stop trying to have our expectations be based on other people's results. We got to stop doing that. That's cricket behavior. We got to stop doing it. So I'm giving crickets to people doing this silly shit. Y'all broke as fuck doing that. Y'all not finna pay nobody nothing. Stop it. Anyways, Nay, what do you have coming up?
What I have coming up? Photo shoots, eye candy video.
Jay, that is new. Like you do gotta since last show you have been getting a lot of traction by a lot of photo shoots coming up.
Yeah. I really have. So many people have been hitting me up about their magazine. So that means
that's
work, a lot of work for me.
I'm happy for you, man. It's always good. Like and, you know, although y'all earlier Nate was talking about being a bully as a child, whatnot. On a serious tip, like once you're a child or whatever you mistakes you made, it's the fact of do you ever grow from them? And Nate be out here, like when it comes out here to Nate trying to do stuff. She be serious about it and really put her head to it. And I watch her go through a lot of, like, whether y'all want to know, give credences or not. Nay has went through a lot of adversity. I watch people hate on her. Same people that hate on her are now, like, groveling over her, wanting to showcase her work and stuff. It's just hilarious to me. But I'm just glad God blessed me to see the greatness since day one. It didn't take. I didn't need anyone else to tell me, and now people are catching on. Thank you, people, for joining the party.
Thank you for always believing in me.
We'll stick to the stuff we said we're gonna do, and whether you want to believe it or not. I stick to what I say I'm going to do, man. Simple as that.
Absolutely.
So, now, yeah, keep doing what you're doing, man. Like, don't let these people out of these streets tell you otherwise. You on top
of
yourself, and I hope you keep doing it.
Of course,
because,
you know, in order for other people to believe in you, you got to believe in yourself.
Yeah, and don't ever talk shit about talking about you. If I suck your dick, you're going to go crazy. Whatever. That being said.
I got a surprise for this eye candy video. I got a shocker. A lot of people not going to expect this in my video, but it's going to be a major shocker. Some people might even be mad at me, but it's going to be a major shocker.
Okay, I'm going to be in your business. As far as I got coming up, Black Wall Street TV, if y'all were tuned into the Monday show, which if you missed it, you can go back and check it out. My dad and his business partner, we're on the show, Leco Mac. Officially today, they gave the official announcement of the pre-launch of Black Wall Street TV. So I'm excited. It'll be bananas. it's just great, man. Like, people be wondering why I was so driven. It's because I got parents that are so driven, and they push me to do what I love to do, no matter the cost. And they never discourage me. They just support me, even when it affects everybody. They still try to support me through it all, and that's what helps me stay. That's what gives me that extra boost in being driven. So I do thank them, and I'm glad to watch them succeed. So it's awesome. And as y'all see, my dad clowns too goddamn much. He's on the show on Monday, clowning his ass. Always clowning. Goodness, now y'all see where I get it from. So yes. That being said, y'all can check us out and check out all the shows. You go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. That's dustspot.com/dustspotradio. You can see a couple of things. Again, remind you, first get there, you'll know you're at the right place, because you'll see the banner of the three shows that's on the network, and you'll see the player of the six most recent episodes. You can go to the tab about the host. Got some nice pictures of myself, Renee, and T, and then we'll be taking some pictures of the other host soon. For all the different shows. And then you can go to the shows tab. That's where we start putting, like, really big shows. We put the stuff post there, the Wall of Fame, some of the celebrities we've had on there. We will be adding some more celebrities to this soon, do celebrity interviews, so stay tuned for that. And then you go to the Where the Heroes tab. We'll tell you all the sites we're on, such as Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes. So those are just a few of the spots you can listen to us at. That are widely known. That being said, Nay, I appreciate always having you in the building with me. It's continuing to be proven to be a fun journey with you as a co-host.
Absolutely, yes.
So that being said, people, we are rolling on now. Remind you, I'm gonna let Nay say it. I always say it, but I'm gonna let Nay say it. I think she's heard me say it so many times. I'm gonna let her do it. So Nay, I'm letting Nay do it. So
I'm gonna mess it up. Don't put me on the spot.
We in the show remind you of everything you do. I know I was messing up on Monday, my damn self. Remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, when there's a J, or there's a Nay, or you,
there is a way.
Y'all took the episode of Life That Does Live. Your boy Sadie J and your girl
Nay Seduction. If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
Yeah, we rolling out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.